All right, ready to dive in. Today, we're taking a look at a fascinating corner of the internet.
Oh, sounds intriguing.
A message board, actually,
called
HSG. It's where fans of the webcomic Homestuck hang out.
Homestuck, huh? That's the one with all the...
Yeah, the trolls, the complex lore.
The lore, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm kind of familiar.
So these fans, they gather to chat about, well, pretty much anything. And today's source material is a snippet of conversation from late 2024.
Late 2024. So the comic's finished, but the fandom's still going strong.
Oh, absolutely. It's a really active community. And this conversation we're looking at, it's a gold mine. We got debates about Mean Girls, talk of something called Disgaea feeder art, which we'll get to.
Disgaea feeder art? That sounds a...
Yeah, we'll unpack that one. And even a proposed waifu duel. The usual internet shenanigans, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know those well. But what I find really interesting is how much we learn about the people behind these usernames just from this one thread. We see inside jokes, references to past dramas.
It's like a window into their world, right?
Exactly. Their dynamics, their little power struggles, all playing out online.
Okay, so let's jump right in. Early on in the conversation, we meet a user called MX.
MX, okay.
And they suggest renaming the community to Duelicious.
Duelicious.
Not sure it caught on, did it?
Doesn't seem like it. But that might be a recurring theme with MX. They mentioned that their old accounts got banned.
Oh, yeah, for being, what was it?
Mildly sassy, they said.
Mildly sassy. That makes you wonder, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah. What kind of sassy gets you banned in this community?
Right. Do you think it speaks to a certain culture on this message board? Like, maybe they have a higher tolerance for, well, let's say, unconventional behavior?
It's possible. The way MX just casually mentions it, it suggests bans aren't exactly rare. Maybe it's a community that likes pushing boundaries a bit.
Testing the limits. Yeah, I can see that. Now, there's another user who pops up a lot. Marzipan. They often seem to be the voice of reason, trying to, like, guide the conversation in a more productive direction.
Right, I noticed that. Trying to keep things on track.
Yeah. And at one point, they even encourage MEX to contribute to something called Blue Buddies.
Blue Buddies? Huh. Seems to be some kind of collaborative art project. Maybe on a different platform.
Interesting. So, these users aren't just confined to this one message board.
No, not at all. They're active in multiple online spaces, carrying their inside jokes and their maybe even rivalries with them.
It's like a whole interconnected ecosystem, right?
Exactly. A digital ecosystem.
Okay. Are you ready for the deep end?
Hit me with it.
We encounter a mystery, one that has clearly been haunting at least one user. It's the infamous Disgaea feeder art.
Oh, this is the one you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, this is it. And the details are, well, let's just say they're vivid. It involves a Prinny character, you know, from the Disgaea games.
Okay, I'm familiar with Disgaea.
Right. So this Prinny is in a rather compromising situation. And it sparks a debate about whether it qualifies as feeder or scat art.
Now, I have to admit, I'm not familiar with those terms myself.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Could you maybe give a quick explanation for our listeners and myself?
Okay, so feederism is a... How to put this... Niche interest, where someone enjoys watching another person eat, often to excess.
Okay, I've heard of that. And scat.
Scat is, well, it relates to fecal matter.
Ah, right. Okay. Not exactly mainstream topics, are they?
No, not at all. Yeah. And the fact that this Disgaea feeder art is even being discussed on a Homestuck message board, it's intriguing, to say the least.
Yeah, intriguing is one word for it. I mean, it does show that even within a fandom focused on a specific webcomic, you can find some... Well, diverse interests.
To put it mildly.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that online communities aren't just echo chambers, you know. They reflect the whole spectrum of the internet, even the unusual parts.
Absolutely. And the way they're discussing this Disgaea feeder art is fascinating. Like, Marzipan is trying to analyze it, dissect its meaning, almost like an art critic, but for something that's inherently, well...
Nonsensical.
Exactly. Like, they're searching for deeper meaning in something that might just be... Weird.
The internet is full of those searches, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then just as this debate is getting heated, we have the arrival of Turkey. All lowercase, no punctuation.
Turkey, all right.
And their comments are, let's just say, bold.
Their posting style definitely stands out, doesn't it? No capitalization, very provocative.
Yeah. And they jump right into the Disgaea feeder art discussion with a colorful suggestion.
Oh, boy. Sounds like they enjoy stirring the pot a little.
It's like they enter the chat with that exact purpose.
Mm.
And it's such a contrast to Marzipan's mayored tone. It really shows how many different personalities you find in these online spaces, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It creates this unpredictable environment where the line between acceptable and, well, not, is constantly being negotiated.
It's a social experiment in real time. And this tension between wanting a welcoming space and allowing for, well, unfiltered expression, it pops up throughout the whole conversation.
It's that balancing act, isn't it? A lot of online communities struggle with that. How do you create a sense of belonging while still allowing for everything else?
It's a tough one. Speaking of tough, figuring out MEX's real identity becomes a running joke.
Hmm.
Marzipan keeps trying to guess who they are based on their posts.
And they're wrong every time, right?
Hilariously wrong. It's like a digital whodunit.
It does add a layer of intrigue, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. And it also speaks to the allure of anonymity, I think. You can be anyone you want online, play with different identities.
It's liberating, but it can also be dangerous, that anonymity.
Oh, absolutely. Two sides of the same coin.
Right. A double-edged sword.
Hmm.
Then, just when we're getting used to the flow of this conversation, a new element gets introduced. A bot.
Oh, the reason bot. That's a fascinating one. This bot pops into the chat and starts analyzing everyone's posts.
Trying to figure them out, huh?
Yeah, it assigns them scores based on their supposed political leanings, personality traits.
Like it's trying to quantify human behavior.
Exactly. And the reactions are priceless. Some embrace it, eager to see how they're categorized. Others push back, arguing the bot's got them all wrong.
That resistance is understandable, isn't it? We like to think we're more than just data points, more than what an algorithm can capture.
It's a rejection of being put in a box. And it's something we're seeing more and more these days, isn't it? As algorithms try to predict our behavior, personalize our experiences.
It's that constant tension, right, between the desire for order and the chaos of human nature.
Exactly. And that battle is probably going to continue as technology keeps evolving.
Yeah. The question is, will we let the algorithms win? It's a question that makes you think, doesn't it?
Mm.
But for now, let's get back to HSG. Things take a bit of a dark turn.
Oh, yeah. This is where we see the downsides of anonymity. Turkey posts a sticker, a racist one.
Yikes.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And it gets immediate reactions. Both Marzipan and MEX call them out.
It's a reminder of how anonymity can bring out the worst in people, things they might never say in real life.
It makes you think about the responsibility of, like, the site admins. How do they moderate content, protect users?
It's a tough one. That balance between free speech and creating a safe space.
It really is. And Marzipan tries to reason with Turkey, saying this kind of stuff just leads to harassment.
Right, trying to appeal to their sense of, well, decency.
But Turkey just brushes it off. It shows how different values can clash within the same community, right?
Absolutely. You see that all the time online. Some want a curated, almost sanitized experience. Others want absolute freedom, no matter what.
And it makes you wonder, can those two sides ever really get along? Or is this tension just built into these anonymous spaces?
It's a tough question. But let's shift gears for a second, away from the heavy stuff. A new thread pops up about the site's theme, how it could be improved.
Ah. The never-ending quest for the perfect website design. What are they proposing this time?
Well, MNX chimes in. They want a D.I.A.P. Man theme.
D.I.A.P. Man.
Ah, seems to be a reference to some obscure game or character, even for this group.
Classic MX, right? Bringing up these niche interests.
Totally. Like, they're testing the boundaries of the community's knowledge. And then it gets weirder. MX suggests adding panties to the site theme.
Panties.
Yeah. And they get soiled with fluids when you hover over them.
Wow, okay, that's a choice. Taking website design to a whole new level.
It does make you wonder what MEX is going for, doesn't it? Maybe they just want a more visually stimulating experience.
Or maybe it's all about provoking a reaction, pushing people's buttons.
Could be. But not everyone is on board. Another user criticizes MEX's taste, saying they haven't even played the game they're referencing.
The gatekeeping. The you're not a real fan argument. You see that everywhere online.
Yeah, like you need a certain level of knowledge to be accepted.
But Marzipan jumps in, defending MAX, saying they can appreciate something aesthetically even without playing the game.
Right, like enjoying the art style without needing the full context.
It's an interesting point. Can you separate the aesthetics from the source material?
It gets at the heart of fandom, doesn't it? What makes someone a true fan?
Deep stuff. Okay, so get ready for another swerve in the conversation. We encounter a user who's a fan of Common Filth and all his conspiracy theories.
Ah, yes. the e-chud has arrived. Figures like Common Filth, they tend to lurk in the darker corners of the internet.
And it's weird to see this bleed into a Homestuck community. It just shows how interconnected everything is online.
Absolutely. These niche subcultures, they pop up in the most unexpected places. The internet's a strange web.
And that web can be both fascinating and dangerous, right? It brings new ideas, but also spreads misinformation.
It's a challenge for all online communities, how to be open and explore, but also protect users from harmful stuff.
Speaking of harmful stuff, remember that racist sticker Turkey posted?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, Marzipan tries to engage with this e-chud, again, arguing that spreading that kind of content is just encouraging harassment.
Still trying to reason with them.
Yeah. But then another user accuses Marzipan of being a, well, I won't repeat the word. It's a derogatory term.
Right. A slur. And it's thrown around so casually, it does make you wonder about the undercurrents of prejudice in this community.
It's definitely not a good sign. And it shows that even in seemingly niche communities, you can still find this kind of bigotry.
It's something the internet as a whole still struggles with.
Yeah, for sure. And it's important to call out this kind of language no matter where we see it.
Absolutely. We can't let it slide.
Okay, so moving on. The conversation lightens up again. Someone complains about the site not supporting webs.
Ah, the tech complaints. You see that a lot.
Always wanting more features, right?
Right.
More ways to express themselves.
It's that constant tension between what users want and what the platform can actually do.
Like trying to build a house on shifting sand.
Exactly. The internet is constantly evolving. And then just when we think we've seen it all, MEX drops a bombshell.
Oh, yeah. This is where things get really interesting.
They reveal they were banned from another site called Marzachan for using a certain word.
Wait, Marzachan? Isn't that?
Run by Marzipan, yes. It seems our voice of reason is also a website admin.
So MEX and Marzipan have history. This just got personal.
The plot thickens. And MEX, never one to back down, goes on the offensive, accusing Marzipan of creating a trans image board that's too... How was the word?
Sanitized.
Right. Too sanitized, too restrictive. Not a real online community, according to MEX.
So we've got a clash of ideologies here, two different visions of what the internet should be.
Exactly. MEX wants that raw, unfiltered experience. Marzipan is trying to build something more curated, more...
Wholesome.
Yeah, something like that. But how does Marzipan react to this?
Because it's a pretty public accusation.
They handle it pretty well, actually. Yeah. They explain that they're intentionally building a different kind of community.
Mm-hmm.
And that users like MEX, well... they might not be the best fit.
So it's a matter of target audience.
Yeah. Marzipan is saying, if you don't like it here, there are other places online for you.
And it's a good point, right? The internet is huge. There's a space for everyone.
Absolutely. You find your people, your community. No need to try and force everyone into the same mold.
It's like a choose your own adventure for online communities.
Exactly. And this back and forth between MEX and Marzipan, it really highlights this tension that goes way beyond just this one message board.
That tension between wanting freedom and wanting a curated space.
Yeah. It's a debate that's not going away anytime soon. Okay, so while that's simmering, another user jumps in, sharing their personality test results. They identify with AJ Soprano.
AJ Soprano. Okay, interesting.
It's interesting, right? It shows the personal side of online communities, people sharing their thoughts, their struggles.
It's like a digital therapy session sometimes.
Yeah, you could say that. These are real people behind those usernames.
And of course, Turkey can't let a moment of vulnerability go by without a comment. They jump in and completely derail the serious mood.
Classic Turkey.
It's almost like the internet has a collective attention deficit disorder. We go from sincerity to snark in a heartbeat.
That unpredictable energy, it's part of the appeal, isn't it? You never know what's coming next.
Keeps you on your toes. Okay, so where do we go next? Someone mentions they like Cave Offensive merch, you know, from Kirby Superstar.
Huh? The merchandise. A classic sign of fandom.
He's like a modern-day tribal symbol. Right, showing your allegiance to a particular fandom.
Exactly. It's all about connecting with like-minded people. But then the conversation takes a nosedive. Someone starts criticizing Neon Genesis Evangelion, calling its philosophy retard level.
Oof. Anime discourse can get pretty rough.
It can. And that language, it's just...
yeah, not cool. It's like there's this rule online. If you dislike something, you have to hate it.
All caps, all the time.
But, of course, someone pushes back. Defending Evangelion? talking about its open-endedness, its psychological themes.
Right, showing there's more to online fandom than just knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, it can be a place for real intellectual engagement, too.
Debating the things we love, exploring their deeper meaning, and then hold on tight because we're about to enter the world of the waifu duel.
The waifu duel. This should be good.
It's classic online rivalry, but taken to a whole new level of absurdity.
Okay, lay it on me.
Two users, both obsessed with the Homestuck character Arania, decide to have a duel to determine the ultimate Arania enjoyer.
Wow. That's commitment.
It is. And it shows how these rivalries can just explode online, people wanting to prove they're the biggest fan.
That's like a digital battle for bragging, right?
And the prize? Well, probably just internet points and the satisfaction of winning. But there's something oddly compelling about it, isn't there?
Yeah, I get that. It's like watching a train wreck. You can't look away.
Yeah.
So how does this waifu duel actually work?
Well, the first challenge is a bit convoluted. It involves posting timestamps. Each contestant has to post at a specific time, hoping the timestamp ends with a certain number.
So it's a game of chance, but also, like, being really obsessed with refreshing the page.
Pretty much. But the other person, maybe realizing how weird this is, suggests using an 8-ball instead.
An 8-ball to decide the winner.
Yeah. You know, that virtual fortune-telling thing seems a lot simpler, right?
Definitely. So did they go for it, the 8-ball?
Not exactly. The first person insists on sticking with the timestamp thing.
Wow. Talk about stubborn.
Pride, maybe? They came up with this whole elaborate plan.
Card to back down now. So what happened? Did they actually go through with this timestamp duel?
They did. And it's as messy as you'd expect. They're both posting at random times. The tension is building.
This is like peak internet drama.
And then one of them declares victory. They claim their posts landed on the right timestamp.
Of course they did. What about the other person?
Oh, they cry foul. Accusing the other of cheating demands a rematch.
The sore loser. Classic. You see it all the time in online games.
Yeah. Can't accept defeat. But in this case, the other person just walks away.
Probably for the best. Some battles aren't worth fighting, especially online.
Exactly. Choose your battles. All right. So after the waifu duel drama, things calm down a bit. Someone mentions a webcomic called Prequel.
Prequel. Yeah.
Yeah. And they point out it has a furry theme.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So a different corner of fandom.
Right. And you see how this mention goes down? Someone else immediately dismisses it, says they're not a furry, tells the other person to go to a different site, flimsy can for that kind of stuff.
So even in this community, there are lines, right?
Oh, definitely. It's that gatekeeping thing again. Like, some interests are acceptable and others aren't.
It's a shame, really. Limits what people can explore, share.
It does. But to their credit, the Prequel fan clarifies they're not a furry either. Just enjoys the comic.
Trying to bridge the gap.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that people don't fit neatly into boxes, you know? Online identities are messy.
Totally. You can like something without needing a label. Okay, so the conversation takes another personal turn. Someone shares their 2025 pledge.
Yeah.
They're going to make a post every time they give in to a certain urge.
Interesting. It's like using the internet for accountability.
Right. Publicly declaring your goals, trying to stay on track.
And it shows that online spaces can be about more than just messing around.
Yeah, people are looking for support, connection, even if it's in unexpected ways.
Yeah.
But of course, someone else comes along and mocks the 2025 pledge, calls it a ripoff.
The internet cynic strikes again, never missing an opportunity to tear something down.
It's like they can't handle sincerity.
Yeah, it's sad. That fear of being genuine, it makes real connection harder.
Definitely. Okay, and we're back to Prequel. The person who mentioned it doubles down, saying again, not a furry, but I like the comic.
They're standing their ground.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, I can enjoy this and it doesn't define me, which is cool.
It is. It's about reclaiming that individual enjoyment. And as we wrap up this deep dive, the mood shifts again. Someone posts about feeling empty, lost, just...
Oof, that's heavy. But it's also real, you know?
Yeah. It shows that even with all the chaos and jokes, these spaces can be places where people share their vulnerabilities.
They're looking for a connection. And another user responds, just P2.
It's cryptic, right?
Yeah.
But it seems to get through, like a shared understanding.
Sometimes you don't need words, I guess. Well, that feels like a good place to end our journey into the world of HSG. What a wild ride, right?
It was. We saw it all. The good, the bad, the weird.
But it gave us a glimpse into this community, their passion, their humor, their struggles.
It's a reminder that online communities, even with all their flaws, they can be powerful. People find connection, express themselves, find their people.
So we're left with a question. How do we balance this need for community with the freedom of individual expression, especially when anonymity is involved?
It's a question we all have to grapple with, I think. As the internet keeps evolving and these online spaces become more and more a part of our lives,